This is the first series of the British Actors Network Raw podcasts. Welcome back. This is episode 6. BAN's Champion-in-Chief Helen Raw has invited 3 more guests to ask the questions they think might just persuade you to become a founding member. Already a founding member? Thank you, make yourself at home. Helen's 6th guest is John Byrne. Please introduce yourself, John, and can we have your first question?
Certainly. Well, hi there, Helen. My name is John Byrne, and probably better known by the stage, for people who read the stage, as Dear John, because I had a column called Dear John for a long time on the stage. And I now write a similar column called Careers Clinic. That column is one where I kind of try and answer actors' questions and other people in the industry about their careers, and mainly drawing on not just my experience, which is a little bit, but also speaking to lots of other actors, performers, agents. I'm also involved in an agency. And on that point, my first question for you, Helen, is from an agent's perspective, this sounds like a really exciting new platform for actors. From an agent's perspective, I think what, and I should establish, because Helen, we all know you as a champion against all the various dodgy people in the industry, but we're talking about, and there are a few, I hope I'm one, we are talking about decent, sincere agents who are running the business, want to get their actors work, and obviously need to keep their rent paid and their phone lines on. So from the point of view of an agent who's trying to run their business, I think a question that they would have for you is, how do I know as an agent that casting directors, that producers will be interested in using this platform? So either I can be involved as an agency, or I can just encourage my clients to be involved.
Thanks, John. Great to have you on the podcast. So thank you for being here. Great question. And it's good that I'm now starting to get these questions that are just more sort of from the non-actor perspective. My sincere hope would be that casting directors and producers would start using the platform, because I think, you know, once you've got a platform that enough actors have signed up to, it's almost like, well, it would be a bit daft not to put the casting in here. And I think as well, because I think one of the main differences with BAN, and I have to reiterate, it's the casting part of it is not really the main part of BAN. It's almost like having it as a bonus, to be honest. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a lot more heavily vetted than I think sites are currently. I'm not anticipating the level of numbers that are maybe in Mandy and Spotlight, certainly not just yet. There are sort of 10 and 15 year plans if we get that far, but certainly the vetting of actors and the vetting of agents and casting directors and producers that potentially want to use the site. For example, there are some job providers out there that at the moment, based on their behavior towards actors and others in the industry, they actually wouldn't get to post a job in BAN, because BAN is about, you know, keeping as many people as safe as possible within the platform. And that also means that the job posters, so people that are sort of known to be bullies or that have got loads of complaints or have been reported to Equity, all this sort of thing, you know, they wouldn't be the people that we would want to come into BAN. My hope would be, based on a lot of the conversations that I have had behind the scenes with casting directors and producers and folks that do create their own work, is, oh, this sounds great. And one question they had was, but what about some of the actors who will put themselves up for anything just because they're so desperate to be put in front of a particular casting director or whatever? What are you going to do about that? Because we find that we waste a lot of time, and even in Spotlight, when it's, you know, you're supposed to be at a certain level to get into Spotlight, we still get quite a lot of actors who are maybe not represented by an agent yet, or even who are represented by agents who are not that great in the industry, putting their clients forward for everything. And my response to that is, well, actors who are not represented will also have their applications vetted to jobs. So producers and casting directors know that they're not going to get people applying from the BAN site who are not suitable, because we will use that as an education bit, if you like, and say to that actor, look, we're not putting this forward, we're not allowing this to be put through the system, and here's the reason. And so that actor knows it's kind of pointless putting themselves up for things they're not suitable for, because it's not going to get through the vetting system. So my hope would be, based on the conversations I've had, and once we start getting actors populating the site, that folks will start using it because we're going to have quite a stringent process.
Okay, thank you, Helen. I mean, I think that's a really good it's a really good point, because when I give advice to actors or to people in the industry, I always say that in a sense, an agency is just like an actor. You have to develop your reputation, not just for your talent, but also for your professionalism. So a good agency always works to make sure that the submissions that they put forward are appropriate, because nobody wants to waste anybody's time. I think when an agency has a reputation for only putting forward appropriate submissions, people are more likely to liaise with the agency and even go to the agency if they have something that they need filled quickly, because they know that they will get that kind of appropriate submission. And it seems to me from what you're saying that ban almost creates a double guarantee for the casting person or the producer that what they will get is appropriate submissions for their casting briefs.
Yeah.
To sort of move on from that point, and I think it's a great chance to talk to you and just to remind actors, because I think sometimes, and I've been a performer for years, sometimes we forget that just getting us work, even though getting us work is a very useful thing, it's not the only thing that agents do. Agents obviously get us work, submit us, negotiate our contracts, and then look after our interests when we're in the job. And that can be something major, as I say, like negotiating our fees, or it can be something that sounds minor but is really important, as in getting us a train ticket to be on a certain train at a certain time so we can pick up the crossover train to get us to whatever remote location we're working on. And all those little logistical things, that's part of what an agent does. And then the other part of what an agent does is submission reports, keeping an eye on what we have been submitted for, feeding back to us in the last 3 months, you've been put forward for these things. So you can then assess how things are going and make any changes to profiles or whatever. The question I have in general is, if an agent does get involved in BAN, what's their interaction with BAN like, and how does it work in terms of that generation of reports and information and so on?
Yeah. The specifics of the kind of reports that need to be generated, that would be something that we can implement in the back end. Obviously, we've got all the basic reports, you know. Sure. You know, you can pull out timesheets if that's how you want to work it.
Absolutely.
Invoicing system, all that sort of thing. The back and forth with the producers, any communications, all that sort of thing. So kind of what you do in Spotlight, maybe shortlisting particular actors to put forward for a job. And then I know a lot of people then move into Tagmin to do a lot of the other more admin-y type stuff. Basically, you would do all of that in BAN. It would all be within the one site. So, you know, in an ideal world, in sort of 10 years or so, it would be great if BAN could take over and Spotlight and Tagmin, because you can do it all in the site. And this is where we'll be getting feedback from agents to say, look, we've got all of these things already. What bits are useful and what bits do you actually not really need? But actually, could we have that instead? Because I haven't worked as an agent, but I know many people who are agents. And obviously, I've worked as an actor with an agent. So it's about me then saying to folks like yourself, right, we've kind of put the basic bones together. What else do you want? So as far as submission reports, yes, you can give an actor access so that they can see all the reports on a live basis. You can switch it so that you just, you know, send them a PDF every month, or, you know, it will depend on how you want to work it as well as an individual agency. But yeah, you can do all your invoicing and backwards and forwards. You can store copies of contracts. There's also going to be a pencil management system. That will be more handy, I think, for casting directors who need to sort of, you know, shortlist, you know, half a dozen or 1,000 people or 20 people, whatever it is. But also, where actors will have access to that as well. And whereas now an actor may have to phone you or text you or email you to say, oh, I'm actually going to be on holiday, I'm now not available, oh, my granny's died and I'm not available for those dates, instead of it being, oh, they can go into the BAN site and go, no longer available, I'm so sorry, this has happened, you get an instant note and there you go. And there's also going to be a yes no response facility for the producing side, or that can be done by the agent. So if you speak to ABC Casting and they say, right, these 10 folk are a no, If they haven't done it, then you as the agent can go through and do a quick no thanks to those agent to those actors. But we will also see, there'll be a flag if that hasn't been done. So an admin for Ban can say, oh, hang on, that job's done and dusted, but the response facility hasn't been touched. So we will get in touch to say, why hasn't this happened? Can you please let all the actors know what's going on?
So it sounds to me, Helen, that one of the things that in part of the vision for Ban is a much more proactive kind of admin system, in the sense that there's actually people making calls about potentially dodgy castings and making sure yes. they don't get on, as opposed to the current system on quite a lot of websites where when something is flagged up that's wrong, it gets flagged up after the event. It sounds to me that from an agent's, I mean, and every agent, I think, and every actor, and you know, as you said, from an actor's point of view, working with agents, there's quite a lot of work to be done on both sides to manage careers. It seems like Ban is more than just a web platform where you post stuff and somebody that there's actually something in the middle which is more of a service.
Yes, and I think as well, it's about taking the responsibility of something that's going out under your name. So if something is going out under the band name that's got my name attached to it, then I want to make sure that I'm happy with what's going out. And of course, I'm not saying we're going to be perfect. I'm not saying there's not going to be the odd thing that might slip through. You know, we've in the budget, there's money set aside for, you know, bringing in six people to help with the vetting and checking to cover various time zones. There may be things that will slip through the net, but then my direct phone number is going to be on the site. If there's an issue or an emergency, they phone me, they get me directly, and I deal with it straight away, take responsibility and say, whoa, hang on, I don't know how it's happened, but it has, I'm on it right now. And there's a name above the door to be responsible.
Okay, one final question, Helen. So obviously it sounds like a very collaborative process between you and the actor and you and the agent and you and whoever else is using the band side. Final question is, again, the traditional model is often that you either have actors who represent themselves on various casting websites, or you have actors who are agent represented, and quite often actors who are agent represented, in a sense, hand over the management of their spotlight and what photographs are submitted and so on and so forth, is basically handed over to the agent. Hopefully because the agent knows what they're doing and the actor trusts them, but is there a more collaborative way that an actor who is represented works with their agent through Ban?
Absolutely, you know, and again, that comes down to the actor and agent relationship. It's not up to Ban to dictate how that is going to work, because, you know, essentially that's not really our, it's not my business.
It's not Tinder is what you're saying.
It's not my business how you and, you know, Ron's actor get on. However, we want to, you know, create an environment that facilitates the easiest way possible for everybody to work together, that, you know, there's an absolute human being at the end of everything. There's always somebody to speak to and go, oh, this went a bit rubbish, and how do we fix this? And right, okay, let's sort this and tweak this. And also, again, you know, with the nudge facility, it might be that, you know, if you've got a relationship with your actor that says, do you know what, if you see something, just drop me a nudge. That's fine. We can do that. We can turn that on or we can turn that off. But again, it's about also giving actors a feeling of control as well. Because just now, you know, with the pencils that happen, I mean, I'm still on pencil for, I think, an Iceland advert from 15 years ago, you know, and to be able to go in without having to email or text or remember how to get in touch with the agent, it's a quick, go on, send me a message, look, I now can't do this because I've taken another job, or, you know, have you got an update? It's about giving actors a wee bit of sense of control back as well. But yeah, how you work with individual actors is entirely up to you. Ban would just hope to facilitate that in the easiest way possible for actors and create a back end system that is easy peasy for agents and job posters.
Well, thank you John for joining us. Unfortunately, our time is up. Did you get all your questions answered?
I did. I've been on pencil for about 5 years to be George Clooney's body double, and the only job I would accept in compensation, because I didn't get that one, was to share some airtime with the magnificent Helen Raw.
Oh, you say the nicest things, Mr. Byrne.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for listening, everyone. Links to all things Ban Beyond Facebook will be in the accompanying show notes. Sign up if you haven't already. Join the Ban Revolution and stand by for our next batch of podcasts.